When Christine Hallquist took over as CEO of the Vermont Electric Cooperative in 2005, the member-owned utility was, by all accounts, in choppy financial waters. Hallquist says that by transforming the corporate culture, she was able to right the ship. If elected governor, Hallquist says she'll bring that same brand of leadership to state government. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our latest profile on candidates vying for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination.
It is a brutally hot Saturday in downtown Barrie, but the locals are out in force for the city's annual Heritage Festival Parade. It's the kind of event that wannabe politicians live for, and to Christine Hallquist, each of the hundreds of people lined up on Main Street is a prospective vote in the August 14th primary.
Christine Hallquist running for governor. Thanks for coming out.
Politics is new territory for Hallquist, who says she decided to run for governor after attending the Women's March in Montpelier back in January. But at a local diner for a post-parade lunch, Hallquist says the same lesson that defined her career as a utility executive is the one that qualifies her to serve as Vermont's governor.
As a leader, you own the culture. The culture starts at the top. That lesson sticks with me to this day.
When Hallquist took over the reins at the Vermont Electric Cooperative, the utility was still reeling from the ill-fated power deals that led it to file for bankruptcy in 1996. By changing the corporate culture, Hallquist says she was able to restore the utility's reputation with ratings agencies and with its customers.
We went from triple B minus with a negative outlook to A plus rated, and we cut our outages by more than half, and I will tell you that's all because of culture.
Jack Slagle lives in Montgomery and spent 16 years on the Vermont Electric Cooperative's board of directors. He was part of the executive committee that recommended the utility hire Hallquist as CEO, and he says the situation was indeed dire when she arrived.
The co-op was in really rough shape. The bond rating was bad. Everything was bad.
Slagle says Hallquist invigorated the utility with a new kind of energy, and he credits Hallquist's approach to management for the utility's turnaround.
You know, if you have good, solid, hardworking employees that are happy, you get a better job done, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, that's not always the way managers approach things, and it's something that I value.
Not everyone shares Slagle's praise.
I can say that I am not a fan of her management style.
That's Michelle DeVia, who lives in Westford and also served on VEC's board of directors during Hallquist's tenure as CEO. DeVia says board confidentiality agreements prevent her from airing specific grievances, but her concerns about Hallquist's leadership intensified after Hallquist, who was once known as David, came out as a transgender woman in 2015.
She became focused on her notoriety. It appeared to me more than being the CEO of VEC.
It should be noted that DeVia was vocally supportive of Hallquist's decision to transition and assured a reporter in 2015 that, quote, it isn't going to be an issue. DeVia, though, says it was an issue, not because Hallquist was a transgender woman, but because, in her view, she began devoting less time and energy to the utility. DeVia isn't the only person VPR spoke with who shared this view. She was the only person to do so for Attribution.
She appeared to me to be using her position as the CEO of Vermont Electric Cooperative to promote herself.
Mark Woodward was elected to the VEC Board of Directors a few years after Hallquist was named CEO. He says Hallquist definitely seems to enjoy the limelight, but he says that was true before and after her transition, and he says Hallquist's performance as CEO never flagged.
I mean, look, she's running for governor. You don't want somebody that doesn't have a strong sense of themselves doing that one way or the other.
Hallquist, according to Politico, is the first openly transgender gubernatorial candidate in U.S. history. That distinction has certainly won her a brighter spotlight than some of her opponents in the primary. It is also a potential liability. At the parade in Barrie, most of the people Hallquist approached were receptive. A few, though, shot daggers at the candidate, and in a couple instances, even turned their backs.
Christine Hallquist, running for governor. No shake hands.
Hallquist, though, seems at total peace with it all. In an interview on a cable access show last July, she shared the story of a prominent figure in Lamoille County who told her he thought her transition was, quote, weird.
I said, weird? I said, you don't think I know it's weird? I've been living with this my whole life.
Hallquist went on to say that the best way she can advance equality and acceptance for transgender people is to be patient with those who aren't yet willing to accept them.
Of course it's weird for you, so it allows me to be empathetic with somebody who might be hostile to me. Yeah, I understand your feeling of weird because you've never run into this before, but let me tell you about me.
And that's exactly what Hallquist is doing now, telling pretty much anyone who will listen all about her and about what she wants to do for the state of Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.